Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 18th of July. Rate cuts are coming. We had a couple of US Federal Reserve speakers yesterday who signalled that the Federal Reserve will be cutting rates before too long. The sensible interpretation of before too long is probably September. The Fed's beige book showed that profit-led inflation continues to be in retreat, discounting from retailers and selective consumption from price-sensitive consumers was reported. Growth and employment were also recorded as moderating. This does therefore make a pretty good case that the Federal Reserve is late in cutting rates. Not so late that recession looms as a risk, but late enough that there's been unnecessary economic damage. We have some more Federal Reserve speakers today. Meanwhile, the ECB will be deciding on interest rates, an event which gives ECB President Lagarde an opportunity to speak. Not that Lagarde ever needs an opportunity to speak. The ECB is not expected to cut rates at this meeting. The rhythm is a quarter point cut every quarter, but this is an opportunity to point to the prospect of those future rate cuts. The United Kingdom is still waiting for rate cuts, with next month a reasonable expectation. In the meantime, there has been UK labour market data. There were some positive revisions to previous employment numbers, and unemployment remained unchanged at a still low level. Job churn in the United Kingdom has been declining. People are less inclined to hop around from job to job as the pandemic-induced midlife crisis seems to have concluded. As a result, the number of externally advertised jobs continues to fall. Average earnings growth is a little higher than normal but is slowing. That's consistent not just with a higher minimum wage but also with the idea that post-pandemic, people were trading up to higher-paid jobs as flexible working took hold. Flexible working allows people to take jobs suited to their skills, not constrained by their geographic location. This trend has probably now started to conclude, allowing average earnings to moderate. Trading up to a job will obviously increase average earnings without any pay increases having to be offered. Japan reported trade data with both imports and exports weaker than had been expected. There was export growth led by the semiconductor chip sector, but this was still quite a disappointment. The weaker imports were a lot weaker than anticipated. Again, the number did still grow, and that may hint that too much market optimism has been put in place around Japanese domestic demand. Import data has been weaker than expected more often than not so far this year. For the remaining data calendar today, we have the US Philly Fed Business Sentiment Survey. It would be naive in the extreme to believe that the numbers can avoid political bias given the febrile nature of US politics. Political polarization in the States is so extreme that any survey evidence must be considered with considerable caution. We also get the initial jobless claims data. This is the only truly accurate measure of any aspect of the labour markets in the States because it counts something that is actually real. People have to either make a claim for benefits or they don't. The payrolls and unemployment data are increasingly inaccurate guesses based on survey evidence. The uncertainty around today's number is whether the relationship between the number of people claiming benefit and the state of the wider labour market is a stable or unstable relationship. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways IRAs and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.